Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The Healthy Self is all about you. Here's author, lecturer, and holistic nutritional consultant, Michael Schwartz.
Do you have swollen ankles? When you get up in the morning, are your fingers stiff because they too are swollen? Well, if that's the case, that's an immediate indication to you that you are retaining fluids. And when you retain fluids, there's all kinds of consequences. Obviously, one of them is, as we just pointed out, the swollen fingers, swollen ankles. So it would make handling things initially in the morning very uncomfortable. Same thing with getting out of bed and, you know, just doesn't feel good. So what does that indicate? Well, one of the things that it indicates is that there's too much sodium coming into your system. That's number one. Number two, you don't have enough potassium. And more than likely, you're actually dealing with stress. And here's why I say that, because, and this is tied into whether or not you're dealing with osteoporosis at the same time, because interestingly enough, the potassium and calcium both work together. And here's the relationship, and here's the deal why you could end up with both problems at the same time. Whenever you're under stress, one of the things that stress does almost immediately is it compromises your calcium, your magnesium, and zinc. Well, when calcium becomes compromised, that creates an imbalance between sodium and potassium. When that occurs, your body is more likely to retain fluid. And what that does is that will actually elevate your blood pressure. This is one of the reasons why one of the approaches for hypertension is to give people either a calcium blocking, you know, drug, channel blocking, calcium channel blocking, or a diuretic to get rid of the fluid. One of the catch-22s with that sometimes is that in getting rid of the fluid, they actually end up depleting the body of potassium. That in itself creates another problem. In fact, I can remember when my mom was dealing with hypertension, she was on Lasix, Inderol, and Slow-K. So she had two diuretics, and the doctor was smart enough to know that she was going to lose potassium, so he gave her potassium. Well, needless to say, my mom being on X amount of drugs, like so many Americans, I think you people are really over-medicated and really should look to nutrition to resolve your issues, for the simple fact that drugs more often than not just alleviate the symptoms so that hopefully your body will go about healing itself. But your body cannot heal itself if it doesn't have an adequate amount of the building material necessary. So, yes, you know fats, you know carbs, you know protein. However, you never hear a physician really talking up vitamins and minerals. And they are essential because vitamins are technically coenzymes, and your body runs on enzyme processes, so you need the vitamins. In fact, they're so important that the bacteria in your intestinal tract, assuming it's not candida, but the probiotics, their byproduct are the B vitamins. So vitamins are absolutely essential. Now, our talk this morning is really more about calcium and potassium. So when you talk about calcium, you have to look at the many different things that calcium does in the body. For one thing, it actually works with phosphorus in building and maintaining strong bones and teeth. Another important role of calcium is your bloodstream is loaded with calcium for the simple reason that it is designed to try to keep your body in an alkaline state. Because what happens because of meat, fish, fowl, nuts, dairy, and some grains, your body, once that material is consumed, leaves what we call an acid ash in your bloodstream. When your body is acidic, It is a host for germs, and I'll put that in quotations because that'll include viruses, funguses, bacteria, whatever you can think of that's a living entity. Yeah, if you're acidic, you're probably going to end up with it on some level. Another way to tell, and by the way, cancer also likes a oxygen-starved, acidic environment. So calcium is there to help keep your bloodstream in an alkaline state. The problem is the American diet is so loaded with protein that so many people do not have enough calcium in their system. And so what happens, because the body's divine intelligence is trying to protect you in spite of you, because everything you're about is between your ears. What your body is about is the entire package. So there's a part of your mind that seeks balance and harmony. There's a part of your mind that wants to be healthy. Unfortunately, the emotional aspect of you is being so manipulated by the food manufacturers that you're being drawn to food stuff that is detrimental to the human body. So at any rate, you've got all this calcium floating in your bloodstream. Now, one of the consequences of that is that, and this also ties into low lysine and vitamin C issues. When there's low lysine and vitamin C, your arterial system will develop small cracks. Cholesterol is a band-aid. It's an essential band-aid. This is why I am diametrically opposed to statin drugs and red yeast rice, because they don't help the situation. In fact, they're more of a detriment, because you need human cholesterol for your hormones. In this case, we're talking about a band-aid on a crack in your arterial system. Well, what happens with that is that as the calcium is floating by, it ends up getting caught up in the goop. More calcium, more goop. Slowly but surely, you are building plaque. And what I have an issue with is that the red yeast rice nor statin drugs address the plaque issue. So yes, your cholesterol is getting lower, but your arteries are getting harder. And that's not a good thing. So another thing with calcium is that it's utilized to not only maintain the proper pH of the blood, but it also helps in regulating your heartbeat. And since we're kind of getting down on time, and look at calcium symbolically, it's symbolic of strength. And this is one of the reasons why phosphorus is so essential in helping your body to build bone, because phosphorus is symbolic of courage. And anytime you're going to manifest your strength, it's going to take courage to do so. Also, take a look at vitamin D is also involved in the assimilation of calcium. And vitamin D represents insights. And lo and behold, if you're having digestive issues, that too tells me you've got a calcium issue from this point of view. One of the keys to rebuilding bone, especially with osteoporosis concerns, is betaine hydrochloride. It's a digestive enzyme. And one of its roles is that it helps carry the calcium ion back into the bone matrix so that the bone can become strong and you're not osteoporosis bound. However, it takes also pantothenic acid, which is insight, because pantothenic acid becomes the betaine hydrochloride. So you can begin to see that calcium assimilation is based upon fast phosphorus, vitamin D, and indirectly pantothenic acid because of its role in creating betaine hydrochloride. When it comes to potassium, its basic role is to maintain water balance. So look at potassium and B6 and some diuretic herbs like uva ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed. All of those will help you get rid of excess fluid. You're listening to Michael Schwartz. Stay well.